today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the view of Imam Ali alayhi salam towards worshipping Allah.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you open the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
So be with us, but first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, 14th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 67. Then we come back, we learn more about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
O Messenger, announce that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, and if you do not, then you have not conveyed His message. And Allah will protect you from the people. Indeed, Allah does not guide the disbelieving people.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Truly, what an important subject there exists in the latest month of the Prophet's life, that in the mentioned verse the lack of its conveyance has been counted equivalent with the lack of messengership wholly. In different books of the scholars of both Sunnites and the Shiite schools of thought, there are many authentic traditions recorded to say that the mentioned verse has been revealed at Qadir Khum, about the appointment of the successor for the Prophet and the future fate of Islam and Muslims.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Our topic for this episode is the view of Imam Ali towards worshipping Allah. Imam Ali alayhi salam was one of the best worshippers of time. His worship was excellent both in quantity, the amount of worship, and in quality, sincerity, full attendance, presence of heart, and observation of Allah. He has stated, O Allah, I do not worship you for fear of punishment or in hope of reward. Rather, I know you worthy of worshipping, so I worship you. Imam Sajjad read the book in which Ali's worship was recorded. Then he put the book down and said, who can worship like Ali ibn Abi Talib? Muawiyah once told one of the companions of Imam Ali, describe Ali for me. He said, I saw Ali in some occasions worshipping in darkness of night. he had grasped his beard, agonizing like a snake-bitten person, weeping and saying, O world, go away from me. Do you come to me? It is not your time. Deceive others, not me. I do not need you. I divorced you 3 times. Your period is short, your value is little, and my desire for you is scarce. Alas, my provisions are little, the travel is long, and the destination is great, and the path is difficult.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Of course, there is no doubt that if a person reaches a level of faith and sincerity where he or she performs the worship of the Lord only to express gratitude and recognize his worthiness or worship, and even abandon the love for heavenly rewards and the fear of hell's fire and attaining worldly benefits, they have performed worship at a very high level. However, this doesn't mean that if the desire for paradise, fear of punishment, or attaining worldly material benefits motivates one to turn to God's door and ask for everything from Him, it contradicts sincerity of intention. Therefore, the Quranic verses, for instance, it says, God promised the believing men and women gardens beneath which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever, and beautiful mansions and gardens of everlasting bliss. But the greatest bliss is the pleasure of God, that is the supreme triumph. It would be best for a person to elevate the horizon of thought and knowledge so that they desire nothing but God in their acts of worship and supplications. As in the 8th supplication of Imam Sajjad's 15th whispered prayers, where he addresses God, he says, You are my desire and none but you. My wakefulness and sleeplessness are only for you, not for others. Your vision is the light of my eyes, and your connection is my soul's wish. My longing and my passion are for you. Lost in your love, yearning for your affection, and your pleasure is my aim, and your nearness is the end of my request.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Even Imam Ali's enemies have acknowledged his nobility. The commander of the faithful belongs to all of humanity. He does not only belong to Shia Muslims and Muslims in general. All of humanity is humble and respectful before the greatness and beautiful aspects of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, except for those people who do not know him. Therefore, you can see that the panegyrists of the commander of the faithful are not only Muslims. A Christian also praises the commander of the faithful. It is not only Shia Muslims who praise him. As well as Shia Muslims, the community of Sunni Muslims in all parts of the world of Islam speaks more enthusiastically about the commander of the faithful than about other great personalities of the early Islamic era.
Allahu Allahu Allahu
Allah.
listen to the profound advice given by Imam Ali to his son. It's about dealing with others. Whatever you like for yourself, the same you like for others. Whatever you dislike to happen to you, spare others from such happenings. Do not oppress the tyrannize anyone, because you surely do not like to be oppressed and tyrannized. Be kind and sympathetic to others, as you desire others to treat you. If you notice objectionable and loathsome habits in others, abstain from developing those habits in yourself. If you feel happy and satisfied in receiving a certain kind of treatment from others, then treat others in the same way. Do not speak about others in a way that you do not like others to speak about you. Avoid scandal, libel, and defamation, as you do not like yourself to be scandalized.
Life has become easier, but is it happier? No, it's not. Look around you. Are people happier? No, because there's something missing. What's missing is worship. What's missing is connecting to Allah Azza wa Jal. We're always connected to the internet from morning till night. You're at work, you're at school, you're at the park, and you still have to have the internet. You're connected to the internet. But are we connected to Allah Azza wa Jal? Something that's more important. Something that our nafs, our spirit, our soul needs. No, we become disconnected. The more we advance, the farther we draw away from Allah Azza wa Jal. And thus, you see suicide rates. You see alcoholism. You see drugs. You see antidepressants. You see rates of depression. It's all because of lack of worship. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The happiest countries, my dear friends, are not the richest countries. Read statistics. The happiest countries are the most religious countries. The countries that are connected with God. The countries, the people that are satisfied with what they have. Not the richest. In fact, the richest countries, you'll find the people that are least happiest. You might be living in a mansion. You might be driving a Lexus. You might have maids and servants. You might have all kinds of food on your dinner table. But this doesn't make you happy. It doesn't necessarily make you happy. You know the old saying that says, money can't buy happiness. That's true. Others say, well, it depends on where you shop. No, it doesn't matter where you shop. You could go shopping wherever you want. It's not about the money. It's about what you feed your heart and your mind. Worship, salah, prayer, fasting is food for the soul. Let's pay attention to the soul as well. Because this soul, it shouldn't be kept starving. It should be fed as well. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Islam realizes that humans need worship the same way that they need to eat and drink. So Islam has proposed several ways to worship. One is the physical worship, praying. Two is the financial worship, you worship with your money, khums and zakat. Three is a dietary worship, fasting. Four, there is a hygiene worship, with wudu and with ghusl.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue to learn more about the Holy Quran and the view of Imam Ali towards worshipping Allah. Till another episode, have a nice time.
محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
حيدر حيدر